Well, good morning. Good morning. How's everybody today? Good to see you. Good to see the boys in the band. Yes, sir. How many went to the parade? How many watched the parade on TV? How many stayed out of Savannah on Friday? How many wanted to stay out of Savannah on Friday but could not? Okay. All right, let's pray for Miss B. Who else? Have anybody in your life that's doesn't know the Lord? Needs Jesus today? All right, well, let's pray right now. All right, let's just do a little spiritual breathing here. Let's just exit everything not of the Lord. Now let's just breathe in the Spirit. Ask Him to come and fill us. Lord, as we listen to Your voice this morning, we're asking You to come on this day. Ask, Lord, that You would bind the enemy of our souls, that he would not have access or authority in our lives here today. Pray Your protection over this campus. Lord, we give You this time, these buildings, this place. We give You ourselves. And we say, come, Holy Spirit, come now. We intercede for these that need You today. Miss B, Lord, we ask Your healing hand upon her, Lord, and ask You to restore her. For Nichelle, Lord, we pray, Lord, You'll take this cough away. She'll feel Your presence right now. For Mr. Denny, we ask You, Lord, come to him. And Lord, I pray You'll just calm his body right now and restore his health. Lord, we give You the day. We give You ourselves. We give You our time, Lord. And we're praying for our team that's going to be going to Nigeria in just a few weeks. I pray Your blessing. I pray, God, Your preparation of the people there for all that's going to take place. Lord, we love You and thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we've been gypsying through Acts. If you have your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 5, the last verse. Today, 11 o'clock, Pastor Dane is going to deal with the whole Gamaliel story, the end of chapter 5. You know, after the Ananias and Sapphira story, you know, yet again they're imprisoned. Yet again, God comes through. Last couple of weeks, though, at 9:30, we've been talking about prayer. We've been seeing this prayer element that is in this underground stream that is flowing. All the stuff's happening up here on the surface. We see all the, you know, the miraculous things that are going on. But underneath is this prayer that just pops out sometimes. And today I'm going to help you, I hope, to try to fill in some of the blanks. But let's read this passage beginning in 542, chapter 5, verse 42. And down through 6:8. So someone would stand up and read that. And I believe this is from the New American Standard. Okay. And so at the end of chapter 5, we see again this idea of every day, house to house, they were teaching and preaching in the temple and house to house. We see that theme again of this both and. We see this theme of this two-winged church. This brand new thing in history is taking place. You know, they were having a very public presence, and then they were having this very intimate. It was both and that was happening. As they were preaching and teaching, people were coming to Jesus, and they were being discipled and grown up in Him. Now, remember, all of these people that had come there for the celebration of the feast. And remember, we showed you that map of all the places that they came from. They came from all over. That, in fact, you could do a full 360 degrees of where people had come from. So in our interpretation of that is when the Holy Spirit came, many of those people stayed there in the city. So, just like you see our city this weekend, what has happened to its population? It's swollen tremendously. Well, just imagine if on this weekend you had a great outpouring of the Spirit of God. Just imagine that took place. And people decided to stay. They stayed in their room. They booked their room a little while longer, or they found relatives or friends to stay with. Just imagine that's what happened at that time. So we're seeing many, many people. Now, some of them have got the goods and they immediately went back to all of these places. And so you see the gospel spreading. The good news just spreading like wildfire. Bam! They go back home and you see the power of God taking place. Now, but some of them have stayed. You have this problem with these, what was it called them? A complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews. Now, who were the Hellenistic Jews? Yeah, they've got the, and it's probably spread out, all those that have spread out in the world at that time. When you think of Hellenism, you think of Greek, because Greek was, just like today, English is the language of the world. Greek was the language of the world then. That's why the New Testament is written in Greek in the original autograph. So you have all these Hellenistic Jews. Then you've got those that were the hometown folk there. Do you see a conflict? Conflict came. There was a real need. I won't spend a lot of time on this because this is not what we are today. That there was a real need amongst it, but there was conflict that came. Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a move of God that wasn't accompanied by some kind of conflict? Why is that? Anything to stop it. Anything. He's going to be looking for, if it's a thread off of a piece of double knit, he's going to pull it. Whatever he's got to do to stop what's going on. So the 12 get together and they say to the rest of the people, it's not desirous for us to stop doing what we're doing, what God's called us to do. So they say to the folks, you find the seven men. And here they find these seven. And we're going to put them in charge of this task of taking care of this. Now, what I want you to see, well, we'll see it as we get to application just a moment about how dynamic things are. So that takes place. They're appointed. They are brought before them. They pray for them, and then they lay hands on them. Interesting the order of that. Go on to the next. And then what do you see at the end of it? The Word of God kept on spreading. So what does that say to you about what was done with the attack that came from the evil one? Thwarted. Dealt with. And there was order to it. There was order to it. In the midst of some mess, and let me tell you, I know sometimes you look in the stall and like little kid that looked in the horse stall and said, with all this in here, I know there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. You know, you're going to have mess because what happens? Audrey, I'm going to put you on the spot. How do you know that I have been in a room of our house? Yeah, you need to heed Daniel. He said, you need to be smart. I think he's talking to you. How do you know that I've been in a room at our house? A trail of what? Daniel, we're doing decently in order now. And right now, it's Audrey's turn. You can bust me later. Okay. No, that's it. I just wanted to give you plenty of time. You had the microphone here. So. All right. That's with any of us, right? Why would there be a different set of rules for them in that day? Stuff that's happening. Now, but the point of all that is that God kept moving. The work was going forward. The kingdom work was happening. And then I put in the, it's actually the verse 8 is probably actually the beginning of the next paragraph. Then Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among people. One of the ones that they had just appointed. Now, some would say that this, the appointment of these was the, this is the origin of deacons, servant leaders in the church. I don't know. Maybe that's true and maybe it's not, but we'll speak to that in just a second. The 12, now the 11 plus the one that they have appointed for Judas's spot, they understood their responsibilities in prayer. Do you agree with that statement? Now, why would you agree with that? What in the Word here would make you agree with that? We see that example so far, don't we? That's been their default mode. They pray before, they pray during, they pray after. What else? Well, for whatever the reason would we make this statement, 12 understood their responsibilities in prayer. That's right. Issue come, we want to make sure we're hearing the Lord. How often had they seen it? How many times? I know we have the ones that they're recorded in Scripture, but how many times you reckon Jesus just left them for a while to go and pray? Think about that. Think about the numbers of times that, you know, we see that Jesus kind of just disappears in the crowd. He's going to go spend time with His Father. So, they understood their responsibilities in prayer. Number two, they knew they could not neglect prayer and the Word. And I want you to see these two paired together. Prayer and the Word. Why do you think prayer and the Word are paired together? You're grinning, Regina. Say it. Oh, shows us how to do it. What do you say, Teresa? And why would you say that? Primary place where He speaks to us. Look at the pains at which, you know, He has gone to put together this Word. This collection of these 66 books. I mean, a lot of pain. Now, I hear some things, and I hate to say it amongst modern evangelicals, that in some ways are diminishing the Word. That's a dangerous, dangerous path. Because what happens when you get away from the Word? Yeah, you're out from under cover. We're going to talk about that. All right, number three. Because the apostles were obedient in what the Lord dispatched them to do, many other leaders were being raised up. Can you see the dynamic process taking place? This is my opinion, okay? But these seven that they appointed, that were this time, the people, they were not static leaders. They were dynamic leaders. They came out of this dynamic process that's taken place. So, how do you think it says they put it on the congregation, the people there, and actually the word there literally is the multitude. That word that the New American Standard translators, you know, use for congregation is the word multitude. They put it on the multitude. Here, give us seven guys. How do you think those seven guys, they came about getting those seven guys? You think they did multiple ballots? Think they were voting on them? You don't see that in here. Word says it's the multitude. It was all of them they said that to. All right. I'm not going to belabor this, but what I see in this These are the ones that the Holy Spirit popped up. They became obvious. It was obvious. It's just like when you do the ordination process. You know, when we ordain a someone who has or set them aside for a call to as a pastor, public ministry. If God has nothing to do with it, it's empty hands on empty heads. When you come to laying on hands, right? All the body does is just affirm what God has already done. You see it? So we see the Holy Spirit is popping these people up and then race to the end of it. And what do you see? One of the ones that was recognized, what happens in his life? Stephen. That's why I put verse 8 in here. Signs and wonders taking place through him. And then the whole next several paragraphs are about Stephen and about his ministry. All right, number 4. Boy, he made this. It's not a static situation. Holy Spirit was leading them on the fly. He is raising up people. That's why when it comes to spiritual gifts, are spiritual gifts static? Careful now. What does it say? What was it say in Corinthians that we're to pray for? More. Now, yes, you have the Holy Spirit, but what gifts does He decide to give? He distributes as He wills for His time and the place. So, if there's a need, you see Him raising up people, and He's raising up gifted people because He's giving them the gifts. You see this process? This is a dynamic process that God is doing. You say, well, we don't have anybody that has that gift. Well, wait a minute. Holy Spirit decides, hey, I'm going to give this gift. And then there's this... This acting out of that and raising up more and more leaders, more and more folks that are just listening to the Lord. Number 5. And we've got a few points on it. But why did the apostles pray when these 7 were presented to them? Let's go back and read it again. So the 12 summoned the multitude, the congregation of the disciples, and said, it's not desirable for us to neglect the Word of God in order to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, select from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and of wisdom. Get those stipulations there. Whom we may put in charge of this task. But we'll devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. So already, we're going to be praying. Statement found approval with the whole multitude. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. That is recognized. Philip, Procurus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas, proselyte from Antioch, and these they brought for the apostles, before the apostles, and after praying, they laid hands on. So, why do they pray when these guys are brought before them? What's happening in that dynamo of that prayer? As the apostles are leading in this prayer, what's happening in that dynamo right there? The crux of that. That's going to happen. But that's going to happen in a moment in the next thing. But what's happening in the prayer, Beck? So, you're listening? You're wanting to hear from the Lord? These have been presented to us. Just because they've been presented, does that mean they're the ones? Were there differences in each one? You better believe it. That's a necessary thing. So, they want to hear from the Lord, secondly. They need affirmation. Third, you mentioned it. Was it you, Bobby?
or who mentioned impartation? Teresa. They're responsible for this ministry of impartation. Because what were they about to do? Commission. They were about to lay hands on them and turn them loose. Let me ask you, was God working through these apostles as they laid hands on these guys? You better believe it. Because now, as the people, as the congregation, as the multitude then looks at these guys, they're going to look at them as having been, what, Regina? Authority. Authority. They've been recognized. They're bona fide. That's right. Oh, man. And that's a tremendous responsibility. Because we see this impartation that's coming. Are you seeing this picture of prayer cover here? Is this starting to make sense? The dynamics of what's on the line here. I can't tell you over the years how many people come to me, you know, many times people outside of our church, they want me to put my name on something. What are they wanting from me? What'd you say, Daniel? Yeah, they want that too. They want my affirmation, my reputation. A recognition. Endorsement. You see? They're wanting that stamp that God gives through a person. And there's great responsibility in that. Yes, sir? There's no such thing as a Christian that does not have ministry. Doesn't exist. And we're representing, it's like for us, we're representing this body. They see you, they see the body. Because you're part of that. You're a reflection of that. You are, Paul said, you're a luminary. You're reflecting Him to others. All right, let's go on to number four. They wanted to see the power of the Holy Spirit continue to manifest. The 12 did. They wanted to continue that. They wanted this to go on. And not seeing this thing as a problem, this thing with the Hellenistic Jews and the Hebraic Jews, these widows, but seeing it as an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to manifest again, where the obstacle is turned into an opportunity. All right, number five. Stephen, it comes full circle now. You see it? Stephen becomes a testimony of what they just did. You see that? He now, and then you read the rest of the story, full of grace and truth, verse 9, that begins on as God uses Stephen. I'm not going to preach that sermon today. He uses him in this powerful way. That's why I say this is a dynamic process, not a static process, not something you sit on. Now, come to this. Some questions for you. What have you learned about prayer so far in Acts? Bang, bang. We're in a hurry here. Huh? Not a monologue? Where you go first? Vital. Real time happening. It's dynamic. It's process. And it's messy. Many purposes. Second question. How important is the ministry of prayer to the Lord? Woo! When you come from His standpoint. When you decide not to pray, what do you decide not to do? When you decide, I'm not going to pray, then I don't need you, God. I don't need to listen to you. Sitting in a kindergarten table at Tots Wonderland Kindergarten when I was 4 years old. I remember this like it was yesterday. They gave me a red piece of construction paper. Handed it out. Then they came around. There's so many. I've always been in a line, always been in a crowd. I'm a baby boomer. Everything's always been crowded. They come around with the bucket of crayons. You got one crayon. Not a whole bunch. And I pick the red one. Teacher says to me, says, Dusty, it ain't going to show up on there. No, I want the red crayon. It's not going to show up. You're not. I want the red crayon. She said, okay, take the red crayon. I mean, she wasn't at the next table before I'm doing a thing. I shouldn't have taken the red crayon. You ever have a hard head with God like that? I'm not going to pray. That's right, Danny, we need to. Number three, how do prayer and the Word fit together? Regina's already answered that for us. Want to answer it again, Regina? Sometimes when you're praying, does God just give you an address? He'll give you, Jeremiah 35:4. Well, what is that? You go there. If you open to it, if you open to Him doing that, now I'm not saying that, I'm not describing, I'm not giving you what was the lesson we had last week. Is it descriptive or prescriptive? That's a descriptive thing in my life. I'm not prescribing that as a manner that you need to hear from God. Number four, what does cover have to do with prayer? Come down to the crux of it here. What did cover have to do with prayer in the story? Okay. Yes, sir. It's a vetting process. That's right. It would have been very easy, and Satan tried to do it right there at the beginning. Okay, we'll have the Hellenistic Jew group over here, and we'll have the Hebraic Jew over here. Tried to do it. Right there. Divide it. Right there. But see, they brought it in under the cover. There is no such thing as Lone Ranger Christianity. It does not exist. Does not exist. We're part and parcel of the body of Jesus. All those pictures of the body being part. And whether the body is this big or this or this big, is part of the body where we belong. Where we are fitly joined together. And there is this cover over us. So, what does cover have to do with teaching and preaching the Word? Same thing. It would have been easy to have developed at that point. Well, we'll have a line of teaching over here and a line of teaching over here. It's kind of like that guy that does the, what's his name, up in North Carolina, does those spiritual gifts inventory. He's got spiritual gift inventories that you can use for the cessationist group where there are seven spiritual gifts. Are y'all following me on this? Okay. And then he's got the, was it 23? 23, and I believe in his estimation, 23 for the hyper-charismatic. So, and he's got a 9 and a 16 and a 19. You know, wherever you fit along the way, he's got a spiritual gift inventory for it. I wonder which one God has. But do you see how cover influences the teaching and preaching of the Word and what people are receiving from the Lord as He works and as He moves in His prescribed manner. Okay, last one. What does prayer and laying on of hands mean to you? That's right, Bob. They laid hands on them after they prayed for them. Before. After was when the laying on of hands came. It came then because they had already listened to the Lord, like Becky said. They listened to the Lord. And they're ready to lay hands on and impart. Do you think as they laid hands on each one, it was the same prayer? We went to this big cell group conference out in right outside Baker, Louisiana, years ago. And they had a prayer time at the end of one of the sessions. And we were in line to come up, have the team pray for us. And we were kind of, we didn't know you needed to get in line early. What we didn't realize, and Larry Speer and Larry's very eloquent way, he came away from that prayer time, he said, I guess they were just out of gas by the time they got to us. The guys were worn out and they were looking at their watches. There wasn't enough left. I want to ask you, think there was enough left for each of these seven as they prayed over them? However they did it. Can you see the dynamo of that happening? You got Steve. I wonder, as they were praying over these guys, just what revelation the Lord gave to them as they sent them out from that. Because these were the apostles, and what does apostle mean? Those who are sent and who do the sending. You think that they could have imagined in their wildest dreams that what happens in Stephen's life from this point on is about to happen? And what happens in Philip's life in the next chapter happens in his life? You think they could have imagined that at that point in time? No way! And the apostles, at this point, they're doing the laying on the hands. All they are is a conduit, God's orderly conduit for this power and for the Spirit of God. This happened to me one time where I became a conduit. And let me tell you, even the conduit is affected. I was in a house doing a wiring job. And I put my hand on the power. And guess what happened? The power went through my body and went to whatever I touched. And it went to ground. You see? It's an awesome responsibility for us. And let me tell you, that happens at every level in our faith. All right, let's stand, join hands with the people that are beside you. Let's kind of get connected here, all right? Let's try to get connected. Devo, turn around. All right, reach down over there. Get connected. Let's try to connect everybody here. He's getting connected. Okay, we're all connected? Okay. Whew. Let's pray. Spirit of God, now, you've got your hands on us. Make of us, as we're connected, as we feel the warmth of each other, the closeness of connection. We know, Lord, you are at each end of this line and in the middle. Come, empower us to pray in the Spirit, to pray according to your will, Lord, that the good news may go forth and that many people will come into the kingdom of God. Are you in agreement with this prayer? Do you receive this prayer? Amen.